I think the main takeaway is that a list is scary. Even if you're not thinking of it as fear-mongering, it's just a list of things that you need to do, which is another way of saying you're not ready. You haven't done that. You are failing. So we need to figure out a way to reframe that. If there are a list of things that people can do, how do we frame it in a way where it's like, hey, if you do this, you're going to feel better. You're going to feel more safe. You're going to feel stronger in your community. You're going to be more resilient. Like, just changing the framing of that, I think, is really, really important. I think that makes the biggest difference.
Here's a segment from one of the episodes of her podcast, The Big One. This one's about the psychology behind preparing for disasters.
I decided to call up Tali Sherratt because she's a professor of cognitive neuroscience, and I've read a bunch of her books. I love what she studies, and she knows this stuff. So I asked her why, what is happening in our brain? And she basically said, well, people are motivated by reward. People are motivated by positive, not by negative.
I mean, I think rewards are so motivating, all sorts of rewards. It's not only money, prestige, social status. All of that is extremely motivating to people on a day-to-day basis. I believe those are much stronger than fear.
After talking with Tali Sherratt, Nix realized fear is not motivating.
When we realized that fear-mongering wasn't going to work and that people have this optimism bias where everyone thinks they're exceptional, everyone thinks they're going to be the one who survives and they don't need to get ready, we have to have that, because if we didn't have optimism, we would never get out of bed because the world would be too scary. So we have to give, like, we have to really build on top of that. So we start with a challenge and then you try and do something that's going to release a little bit of serotonin. How do you make this something that you can give someone a reward for? So in the tips, it was the idea that, like, giving this practical information, but then also saying, hey, share it. And then all of us collectively, like, trolling Twitter, basically, for anyone talking about this, or Reddit or Facebook, and interacting with them saying, like, good job, you did it. This is hard. We know it's hard. We all had a hard time. But I think the practicality is really important as well.
I also asked Arwen Nix how county officials could learn to better communicate with the public.
If you have a message that you want to get across, let's say we just pick one message, like, have some water, have a supply of water in your house. If you're just telling me that, then I'm probably not going to listen because that's boring and it means I have to go do something and all these things. But if you, you know, show me a person who, because they were the only person in their neighborhood who had water when the power went out because of a heat wave, and then they, for some reason, there wasn't clean water and they survived because of that, and then they were then able to help someone else, and there are plenty of examples just like that from so many different disasters, then I'm going to immediately empathize with that person, put myself in their shoes, and I'm going to think, oh, I better go get water right now. If you just stand there and wag your finger at people and say, you need to do this, then you're putting yourself in a position where you're immediately distancing yourself from the person who you're trying to communicate with.